On Wednesdays, we take two, our series on second careers. This morning, NPR's Ketzel Levine introduces us to a woman who has given up swimming with sharks.
Not that she doesn't still love them. Lisa Keat is a creature of the sea. She started diving among the gulls and sea lions here on the Oregon coast when she was 12. She can close her eyes and conjure up underwater lava lamps of jellyfish and subterranean gardens of lime green anemones. Then she opens her eyes, breathes deeply, and smells, of all things, the coffee, the rich, heady scent of a new adventure.
Kate Foulweather Coffee Company. It's a coffee roasting company. We're going to be supplying and wholesale and retail sell online. I'm getting pretty jazzed about it.
Lisa Keat is about to reinvent herself through her work. For the last 7 years, she's been a curator at the Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport, where she helped transform the former home of Keiko, the orca, into a surreal voyage beneath the sea.
We're getting ready to enter the passages of the deep. This is kind of the highlight of my aquarium career, personally. I don't think you can really top this exhibit. And we have several thousand fish and animals in here, and I helped collect and care for all these guys and move them in.
Today, she's moving. It's Lisa Keat's last day at the aquarium, and it feels like we're viewing a retrospective of her work. As she walks us through the exhibit's 200-foot acrylic underwater tunnel, the fish she's known, the landscapes she's tended, literally surround us on all sides.
Daddy.
She points out Romeo Elvis, the surf perch with the blue suede stripes, and that 80-pound halibut who gave her such a whack one day she was black and blue for a month.
No.
1.5 gallons worth of imagination, technique, and muscle.
They didn't have water in here when I started, so, you know, every rock and every fish and how the animals are cared for and, you know, just everything is an aquarist technique. And, you know, I have my opinions. I'm a very opinionated woman, so mine is, of course, the best way to do it.
This is your vision of an underwater world.
And they're all my babies.
She even hand-feeds the finicky ones, like those Walter Matthau lookalikes, the heavy-jowled 7-foot wolf eels.
And we have someone here that refused to eat squid, and if you hand her a squid, she will throw a temper tantrum and, you know, kind of ragdolls it and throws it over and comes back up for another piece, and then you'll have the ones that will only eat squid.
There's only one way to get to know fish this well, and that's to squeeze your body into a neoprene wetsuit, strap on a weight belt, don a buoyancy control device on your 20-pound air tank, then mask up and hurl yourself into a dark, liquid world.
It's very hard on your body. It's kind of rough on your back. The water's very cold, and especially women are very susceptible to permanent nerve damage in their extremities, their fingers and their feet and stuff. It's really hard on your body. Can we go upstairs now?
Lisa Keat is off for a farewell dive in the shark tank amid leopard, soup fin, and broad-nosed seven-gill sharks. From our underwater tunnel, we watch her descent, her neon green flippers undulating like a tail.
I see sharks down there.
She looks so tranquil and so small, just a smidgen of a woman floating among bat rays and sharks. The work, she says, is taking its toll on her. It's not simply the diving. It's scrubbing acres of algae, hauling boxes of frozen fish, and spending part of every day wet and cold. I'm only 33, she told me, and I already feel it. I can't picture myself doing this until retirement. Out of her wetsuit and back in fleece, hair damp, cheeks pink, Lisa Keat is only slightly wistful about her last staff dive. She intends to be back among her whitefish and wolf eels soon enough as a volunteer.
So I feel like I'm creating my ideal lifestyle and I'm not giving up the animals, so I think it's perfect if it all turns out.
Her new career as a coffee roaster, she used to roast for fun, is a strategic economic move. Working with fish and animals, Lisa Keat hasn't made more than $24,000 a year. She and her business partner have modest expectations for the Cape Foulweather Coffee Company. Enough of an income to live on, do a little traveling, open a 401k, and still have time to hang the gone diving sign when those Pacific sirens sing. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Pictures of Lisa Keat's last day are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.